This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. A new University of Denver project aims to get more psychologists into Colorado's rural schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The college will help recruit and train 32 new school psychologists to help fill a critical shortage in rural Colorado. Schools are supposed to have a ratio of one school psychologist for every 500 students. DU researchers say in rural schools, it's one for every 2,100 students. DU received a five-year, $3.8 million federal grant to offer reduced tuition for students to earn an educational specialist in school psychology degree. Trainees will learn online so they can stay in their home communities for most of the program. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's been pummeled in recent weeks by hail, including some the size of softballs. We asked Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson just how big hailstones can get.
It takes about a 100 mile per hour updraft to keep a softball size hailstone suspended in the air. So when it's coming down about 100 miles per hour. We don't get much stronger updrafts than that. And so softball to a little bit bigger.
Nelson says hailstorms tend to ease up in July, and as things heat up into the monsoon season, we'll continue to get heavy rain through August. People buying tobacco from any store in the U.S. will see signs warning of the health risks from smoking. The signs were ordered by a court after a 2006 verdict against several tobacco companies. The judge ruled that the companies violated civil racketeering laws and lied to the public about the health risks and addictiveness of cigarettes. This is CPR News at 6:06.